Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
Holly Bailey here, happy to find you again on the Township's Daily News Bits. And this episode is dedicated to the Family Farmers Network, Le Réseau des Fermiers Fermières de Famille. They are celebrating 30 years here in the province of Quebec and have grown their network to be the largest of organic farmers in the world. So much to talk about and so much to celebrate. So let's jump in. We've got Véronique de Bruin from Jardin de Tessa, who joins us here to tell us all about this awesome cooperative and collective network. Here we go.
I am so honored to have this opportunity to speak with Véronique de Bruin. Thank you for joining us today here on 99.1.
Hi, thank you for the invitation.
So this is with regards to the Family Farmers Network, and I understand you're a member of this network. Can you tell us a little bit about your farm?
Yes, well, our farm is a cooperative Jardin Tessa, and we're in Frelingsburg, located in Frelingsburg. And the farm has been existing since 1997. It was started by Frédéric Duhamel, and 7 years ago, we made it a workers-owned farm. So that's new, and it's working pretty good for us now. So, and the farm have been member of the Family Farmers Network since almost the beginning, since 1997.
Okay. So this is the 30th anniversary of the Family Farmers Network, or Le Réseau des Fermiers Fermières de Famille. So that was established in 1996 by Équiterre. Can you tell us a little bit about this non-for-profit organization and what it supports?
Mm-hmm. Well, at first it was with Équiterre. It started with Équiterre, and actually a very small group of people in Montreal that were thinking of how can we connect the city with the land, with the farmers, and how can we build this movement in Quebec when we can have that network and we can work for the ecology and for a new agriculture system. Okay. So they had the idea of putting citizens linked with the farmers and see how the citizen can support the farmers. Because we had, at that time, there were very few farms, organic farms. At first, it was one farm in 1995, and then the official start was with six farms, I think. Six farms that were bringing every week vegetables in Montreal, in community centers or little streets in the backyards of people in the living room.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay. It started very little. I think with like 30 subscribers the first year, and it went bigger and bigger, and some other organic farms joined the movement. We're not part of Équiterre anymore. Now we're an OBNL en soi. Family network is an OBNL. But that's pretty much the story, and it's amazing that 30 years later, it's the biggest network of community supported agriculture in the world.
That's so what I read.
Just so here. It was really a great innovation. The influences came from many, many countries, Japan, but we really built something of our own in Quebec. And now it's a like national network. We're over 100 farms that have joined the movement. So it's incredible. We're very proud of that.
It is incredible. Bravo. So this is based on a model I was reading called community supported agriculture.
Yeah.
So how does that benefit a farm that joins this network? And then we'll get to the citizens and join the food. But for a farmer, how is this something very appealing?
Well, it's completely different of how how farmers used to produce, because normally, like let's say, we're growing like 40 different vegetables. We're in ferme maraîchère diversifiée. So you grow your vegetables, and then you hope like the market will be there, and that you'll sell to groceries. But you never really know the price. You don't know what the economic reality will be. So there's a lot of insecurity in farming. And like the benefits are really small. So this insecurity can be really hard on businesses. But with the community supported agriculture, what is great is that like on amont, in advance, people, like we start the season and we start the subscription for the baskets, and people subscribe and they say, yeah, we'll be with you this year and we'll eat your vegetables. So we really know like, okay, this year we have 350 subscribers, family that we will be feeding. So we can adjust our production plan. We can buy the seeds, and we know that those vegetables are going to be sell at the prices that the price, and the price stay the same. For us, it's a lot of security, but also for the subscribers, for the eaters, because they know like it's right. Not when you go in groceries, and we've seen it a lot the last past years with all the financial situation and the tarif douanier, and mm-hmm. Will the border be closed, or we never know. But the prices stay the same for the subscribers. So okay. they pay in advance, and we can pay the fees, because mostly the biggest charges, financial charges, are in the winter, because we have to buy seeds, we have to buy the fertilizers or different things to start the seasons,
right.
To repair, do the repairs on the tractors, things like that. So we have a lot of little bit of money coming in, and we start the season that way. So right. It's kind of a mutual engagement, solidarity. Like we say, okay, yeah, we'll feed you for 23 weeks. We're there.
And you're feeding us. This is so beautiful. So social solidarity, it's environmentally friendly practices because it's organic farming, etc. So you're building local economy and putting in some safety nets for everyone. This is exceptional. And when you're buying this produce, so say I'm a subscriber, so people mm-hmm. sign up and become what I understand as a citizen member. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, by subscribing to a basket, and people, if they want to find a basket in their area, in their
in the region,
and the Canton de l'Est, because farmers are everywhere, they can go on the map on Family Farmers Network. They enter their postal code, and they can see which are the family farmers around, and then they get to subscribe to a basket, and they become automatically a member of the Family Farmers Network. It's a $28 that really helps that money goes to the Family Farmers Network and helps to, because there's a few people working there to build the movement. And that helps us to have this organization that supports the like promotion at that time of year, on the social medias, with all the to get the people to know more about. And we have also like all kinds of programs, workshop and education for the farmers, research that we're
constantly building and improving. And
yeah,
okay. Exactly. So if I'm a citizen, I find my point of sale, meaning I'm kind of signing up with a specific farm, a maraîcher, mm-hmm. in my region, my area, and then it's a weekly basket, is my understanding. And you have two formats. So if you're a single person, a couple, a family, you have options.
Yeah, and there's different models of baskets in between the farms. For us, it's a weekly basket. You have 23 weeks, so from like mid-June to mid-November, you will eat like fresh grown vegetable every week, and we have the small basket for one or two person, and the family basket, which is bigger. And you have also the the opportunity to take some holidays because you're not always there in the summer, so you can just manage your calendar and put your holidays in and
okay, so there's some flexibility there.
Flexibility, okay. Yes.
Okay, so and when we're talking about local produce that's organic and fresh, like how fresh is this and does it also affect the price? It's not to say don't go to your local markets, you know, and buy your produce, but this is different. There's no intermediary. So
exactly. It's the shorter short supply chain food system that you can get because there's actually like no intermediary at all. Like the vegetables are being harvested or being picked in the morning. Mostly they get like a 24 hours to cool in our fridge, and next day after they're shipped all around to the subscribers directly.
Wow.
So it's the fresher you can get, and it's the best price you can also get because nobody makes money in between,
right? So it's like yeah literally farm to your table.
Exactly. So it's the price is the right price. It's just the price that makes farmers to be able to
make
to
a living and keep going.
Make a living, pay the salaries
right.
the charges for the production. So it's
brilliant.
Yeah. You're tuned in to the Township's Daily News Bits here with your host, Holly Bailey, and our guest, Véronique de Bruin from the Jardin de Tessa. So we're going to hear a little bit about how the health of soil plays into things and how your produce can find its way to your table by taking a subscription to one of these organic baskets. Here we go on 99.1.
And there's something else I read that is not something I'm thinking about all the time, and I would assume that others maybe aren't. It's the health of the soil. How are you working with that? Like there's certain protocol for a farmer to sign up to this network.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
Well, of course, you need to be an organic producer. So to have organic certification with Écocert or Québec Vrai. So, and in organic production, well, the health of the soil is very important. And I think because we are more of a small scale farmers too, we have this opportunity to do some rotations and to really take care of the soil. And of course, like fertilizers, even though they're organic, they cost a lot. So
yeah.
we try to just do some green manures and rotations and add some biodiversity with the haies brise-vent, so we can have birds, we can have insects. So that's really like part of our practice. And we're always learning, and we're always learning from each other's also in the organic environment of farms here.
Mm.
And we have a really dynamic situation here in the Eastern townships because there's a lot of farmers and a lot of solidarity between farmers. Like we know each other and we help each other. So
okay.
It's a great
that must be quite a community. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you were saying in our chat before this interview that your fridge went down and you're like, "Oh my goodness." And
yeah.
Then,
that can be a catastrophe, but then you call friends, another farm in Dunham, and they're come, okay, yeah, bring all your stuff and you can take some space there for a few days.
Wow.
No problem. And when like tractor, if your tractor is down, sometimes we go on another farm and we'll do the job with the tractor or land some of our equipment to farms in the area. So it's really nice to have this this sense of community. It's a network really that we've been building for years, and there's no competition between us because we're working together. It's like together we're building kind of a movement. We know that all together we're changing our relation to food, our relation to agriculture, and that's the most important thing
right.
that puts us together.
Besides you know, knowing exactly where your food's coming from, that people are putting love into their produce that you're then consuming, which is an energy exchange. How important is it, or what could you say to the fact of eating food that's grown where you live? I heard like eating honey that is produced where you live. The bees are gathering from flowers, and you receive something that helps your immune system. Is this something you...
I don't know a lot of a lot about that.
Yeah.
But it's very interesting. And I think also it's like to learn about your, I don't know in English, but we say in French le terroir.
Right. Yeah. No, your land, always, your history, your
on dit terroir aussi. Like speaking about le terroir for fancy production like wines or but I think it's the same thing for vegetables. Like we have, we grow in Frelixburg, and we also have a land, a piece of land just nearby in Stanbygist. And we can see that the taste of the vegetables are totally different. And here in Frelixburg, we're just on the side of La Rivière au Brochet. So we kind of have this very soft sand, and it's interesting to grow different kind of vegetables. But if we want to do the best carrots, it's in Stanbygist because we have in the soil we have l'argile.
Yeah, the clay in the soil would make a crunchier carrot.
Clay, and that's so interesting for all the like the fall crops. So beets, carrots, and those carrots are amazing. So it's interesting to know like where does it come from and what's the taste of Stanbygist? What's the taste of our soil here? And to be proud of that, like as a community, as people from the village.
Absolutely. And do you have a sense of how many farmers or farms are part of the network here in the Eastern Townships?
Well, yes, I've been told that it's like 1/3 of all the farms in Quebec. So it's we're about 35 farms, and it's not in the Eastern Township, but on Estrie. So.
Okay.
Pretty close.
Pretty much.
Around 35 farms. Yeah.
Okay. We're blessed here with some really great fertile soil and people who want to work it.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So and we have the chance, like, so you have Montreal not so far. So, of course, like, we're feeding people here in the community, in the area, but there's also a lot of the production that goes to Montreal.
Right. And overflow into other communities.
Yes.
Beautiful. So if you're speaking directly to someone who's listening out here and they're like, well, maybe that would be nice to have my vegetables taken care of, and you get a surprise, you don't know what's in your basket, and then you create something wonderful. Would you have anything to say to people or who might consider signing up or how to sign up?
Yeah, well, when I hear people that started the CSA and baskets and they were not so sure because, you know, we're used to say like, oh, this week I'm going to eat this and this and that, and I'm going to the grocery and I'll buy everything. But then you're at the grocery and you see the products and you're like, oh, California, oh, Peru, oh, and you're not sure.
Yeah, a nice limp zucchini.
But then when you get every week, you go get your basket, you know that, okay, that's seasonal. That's what's growing this week, this month, and that's what we are supposed to eat in Quebec. And that's what people were eating also like a few decades ago.
Right.
And it's very interesting I think we have to relearn how to cook and how to eat in the seasonality, we can say that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we have a lot of diversity here in Quebec because the weather is great. We have a lot of heat, so it's not so long, but you have a 6 months where you have like full of diversity, and it's really interesting. I think it's the most interesting part to like learn what's growing, really what's growing here, and to benefit of that. I think it's a nice experience, and you get to learn the people who are growing for you, and that's great. We have people like which have been subscribers for like 27 years. And now,
wow.
Like, so, you know, we saw like the little baby that was born, and now that little baby lives in an apartment in Montreal, and he's a new subscriber because he's like, I always ate those vegetables, and that's what I want to do.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
really is a family network, as you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much for the work that you do and how much you invest in our community, because there's, I don't know of a better way than to like connect with people than to sit around a table and have a really great meal. You know, there's
yeah.
just something so human about it and so beautiful, and you're providing us with the tools to do that. So thank you
yes,
so much.
And I think we have to think about the future, and that's the only way, I think, like going out of the industrial growing system, food system, that will allow us to like eat for many years and
yeah.
for the generation to have a soil that will be able to produce food. We really have to take care of that. And,
right. And no
yeah.
labels that you don't recognize what's on it, and all the things that aren't printed on the label. We don't have to worry about that.
Exactly.
Oh, c'est magnifique. Thank you so much. And many, many more years of continued success.
Yes.
And wow, this is really something Quebec could be proud of. Vraiment, c'est quelque chose.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Merci beaucoup.
Have a great season, Véronique.
Thank you.
Well, now there's some food for thought. A big thank you goes out to Véronique de Bruin from the farm Jardin de Tessa, that's out in Frelisburg, as we spoke about the 30th anniversary of the Family Farmers Network, Le Réseau des Fermiers Fermières de Famille. If this is something you'd like to check out further, we invite you to go to their website, that's fermierdefamille.org, FERMIERDE. FAMILLE.org, and you'll find an interactive map and all kinds of outlets and points of sale and farms throughout the Eastern Townships. And I mean, they're everywhere, from Stanbridge to Shefford to Brigham, Countsville, Sutton, Bromont, Waterloo. They are very accessible. So if sustainable practices and social solidarity and food security and local economy are important to you, this might be something to get behind. So thank you to everyone for tuning in to the Township's Daily News Bits. I'm Holly Bailey through the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.